This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. December is ski season, with or without much natural snow. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy is here to talk about how Aspen Skiing Company is keeping up with skier demand. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
So we know it's been warm this fall and winter, and that obviously has impacts on snowmaking. Has SkiCo been making more snow than usual?
No, they haven't yet. So every year, SkiCo sets targets for the amount of snow they'll make at each mountain. They had to start snowmaking quite late this year because of how warm it's been. And I talked with Rich Berkeley, who's a vice president at SkiCo. He says they're behind where they'd be on an average year. SkiCo usually tries to wrap up snowmaking operations in December. That has to do with cost more than anything else. Snowmaking is expensive because of the amount of power that it takes. So every month that SkiCo makes snow, they pay a penalty for drawing lots of power, and that can be up to like $50,000 before they even start making snow.
So we talked about electricity, but what about water? Is this a drain, pardon the pun, on Aspen's water system?
Well, SkiCo uses about 200 million gallons of water per year to make snow, and Berkeley points out that this is very little compared to what flows in the Roaring Fork River, which of course it should be since there are a lot of demands on that river. Each mountain pulls from a different water source. Aspen Mountain uses City of Aspen tap water, and when it's running at full bore, the snowmaking system up there uses 3,000 gallons of water per minute. That sounds like a lot. Berkeley says it's just a blip in the water system. Highlands also uses city water, but it's untreated and it's pulled directly from the city's reservoir up Castle Creek Road. Buttermilk and Snowmass are a little different. Both of those are based on water rights. That means they have to stop using water from those creeks when flows are below the minimum in-stream flow. That's an environmental protection that's set by the state. And that tends to happen when it's really cold outside, which is inconvenient for ski company because that's when they really want to be making snow because mm-hmm. it's most efficient to make snow when it's very cold. So in Snowmass, they've addressed that issue by storing water at Ziegler Reservoir, and then they can refill that during warmer days. And that's particularly helpful this year because all terrain that's open at Snowmass right now is on totally man-made snow.
But that's not the case at Aspen Mountain. It's been open since Thanksgiving on a very thin base at the top. Since snowmaking there only runs to about two-thirds of the way up the mountain, what are the conditions like up top?
The snow is actually holding up pretty well at the top. I caught up with Rich Berkeley at the celebration for Snowmass's 50th anniversary, and he gives all the credit for those conditions to the snowcat crews.
Mostly I just kneel down and give them the I worship at your feet kind of look.
So there's a lot of love for the people who've been working pretty much nonstop to keep the skiing going.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You bet.
That's environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.